Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am VC Pramod with the Midday News. The headlines. 27 persons killed in 6 northeastern states since yesterday due to landslides and house collapses following heavy rains. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in the region for the next 7 days. 7 all-party parliamentary delegations visiting different countries continue to engage in high-level discussions to expose Pakistan's role in cross-border terrorism. Prices of commercial LPG cylinders reduced by 24 rupees from today. India and Mongolia begin 17th edition of joint military exercises in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. And in IPL cricket, 5-time champion Mumbai Indians to take on Punjab Kings in second qualifier in Ahmedabad this evening. 6 northeastern states have been hit hard by moderate to heavy rain disrupting normal life. Officials have confirmed that heavy rain-induced landslides, house collapse and drowning claimed 27 lives since yesterday. A depression in the Bay of Bengal triggered the heavy rains. Out of the 27 victims, 9 died in Arunachal Pradesh, 6 in Meghalaya, 5 each in Assam and Mizoram, and 1 each in Tripura and Nagaland. Due to the rains and landslides, road communications was severely affected in many districts of the region. An advisory from the Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA, said that the deep depression over the northwest Bay of Bengal off the West Bengal-Bangladesh coasts moved nearly northwards and crossed the West Bengal-Bangladesh coasts, causing heavy rains in most northeastern states. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over northeast India during the next 7 days. In Sikkim, road connectivity has been disrupted at many places in Mangan district due to landslides. Official sources said that nearly 1,500 tourists have been stranded at Lachen and Lachung at Mangan district. The Tista River is also in spate at places in Mangan district due to the rains. In Mizoram, several landslides have taken place in Aizawl, Lunglei, Champhai, Kolasib, Serchip, Longthlai, Mamit, Southall, Kauzol and Hang Thang districts in the last 24 hours, causing damage to several houses, roads and leaving people affected. More from our correspondent.
Mizoram has traditionally been receiving heavy rainfall in the monsoon season over the years. This year too, the state has received heavy rainfall for the past 3 days, causing multiple landslides across the state. Due to unpleasant topography of high mountains and difficult terrains, landslides have been a major concern during rainy seasons. Schools in Mizoram have been closed for the last 2 days and the state is on high alert to meet any crisis due to monsoon rains. With Gingangte, this is Isaac, Akashwani News, Aizawl.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has also predicted heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, gusty winds and lightning in southern peninsular India over Kerala, Mahi and Karnataka till Wednesday. Similar conditions are predicted over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi till Wednesday. In northwest India, heavy rainfall is predicted over Konkan and Goa till Tuesday. The IMD has also predicted dust storm conditions over West Rajasthan for the next 3 days. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the central government is prioritizing a forensic evidence-based approach in the criminal justice system. Inaugurating the new Central Forensic Science Laboratory CFSL building at Rajharghat in Kolkata, Mr. Shah pointed out that the revamping of forensic infrastructure is a key part of this effort. The Home Minister said the government is committed to strengthening forensic capabilities across the country as scientific evidence is essential for fair and accurate verdicts.
भारत सरकार की ओर से हर जिले में एक फोरेंसिक मोबाइल वैन के लिए हर राज्य को सहायता ऑफर की है हमने दूरदर्शिता के साथ कानून 24 में आया 20 में हम नेशनल फोरेंसिक साइंस यूनिवर्सिटी की स्थापना कर चुके थे 26 परिसर करीब करीब हर बड़े राज्य में एक एनएफएसयू की कॉलेज हम बनाएंगे जिससे ट्रेन मैन पावर मिले
Built at a cost of 88 crore rupees, the state-of-the-art facility will benefit not only the people of West Bengal, but also the neighbouring states including Jharkhand, Bihar, Odisha, Sikkim, Assam and other northeastern regions. The Home Minister arrived in Kolkata last night on a two-day visit to West Bengal. As part of India's continued efforts under Operation Sindoor and in line with India's principled and resolute stance against terrorism, seven all-party delegations comprising members of parliament are in different countries with their outreach program. The delegations are conveying India's strong message of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Shashi Tharoor-led delegation reached Brasilia today for an official visit to Brazil. Mr. Tharoor said that they are looking forward to having solid, constructive discussions in Brazil. The all-party delegation, led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde, is in Liberia. Talking to media, Mr. Shinde said India and Liberia have good bilateral relationships and expressed confidence that Liberia will appreciate the message of India on zero tolerance against terrorism.
Both the nations have supported each other, and I am very much positive that this message of Indians that we are carrying to the Liberia will appreciate in a positive way this message of peace, this message of zero tolerance against terrorism, and the message of our Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji, and also the message from 1.4 billion Indians will be best appreciated in Liberia.
The all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha reached Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today after concluding a successful visit to Indonesia. In Algeria, the all-party delegation led by BJP MP Bajayant Panda briefed the Algerian media, members of think tanks, a cross-section of Indian diaspora and friends of India in Algeria on the global menace of terrorism. The delegation of MPs led by BJP MP Ravishankar Prasad has reached London. The delegation is on a visit to the UK till the 3rd of this month with a mission to convey India's unequivocal commitment to defeat terrorism.
London pahunch gaye hain. Teen deshon ki hamari yatra achhi rahi. France, Italy aur phir Denmark ki. आतंकवाद के मामले पर भारत का पक्ष हम प्रभावी रूप से यहां भी रखेंगे और जैसा हमें बाकी जगह लोगों का समर्थन मिला है वही समर्थन इंग्लैंड में भी मिलेगा हमें पूरा विश्वास है.
The price of 19 kilogram commercial LPG cylinders have been reduced by 24 rupees by oil companies from today. The revised retail price for these cylinders is now 1,723.50 rupees in Delhi. The charges for domestic LPG cylinders will remain the same. Earlier this year in April, the price of domestic LPG cylinders was reduced by 41 rupees. The 17th edition of the India-Mongolia Joint Military Exercise Nomadic Elephant is underway at the Special Forces Training Center at Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. This edition of the exercise, which is scheduled to run from 31st of May to 13th of June, is set to include an expanded range of activities that reflect the growing defense cooperation between India and Mongolia. The joint drills will involve counter-terrorism operations in semi-mountainous terrain, a critical area of operational focus given the contemporary security landscape. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valour of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashwani News is presenting a special series. Today, we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee Lance Nayak Karam Singh, who displayed incredible bravery during the India-Pakistan War of 1947-48.
Born in 1915 in Punjab, Lance Nayak Karam Singh was enrolled in one Sikh regiment in 1941. During the long battle of Titwal in India-Pakistan War of 1948, Lance Nayak Karam Singh played a pivotal role in holding the Indian lines. On the night of October 13th, Lance Nayak Karam Singh's outpost came under a massive enemy assault supported by heavy shelling. Despite being vastly outnumbered and short on ammunition, he repelled eight attacks, moving from trench to trench under fire to encourage his men to continue the fight and beat back the enemy with grenades. He was wounded twice but refused evacuation and continued to hold on to the first line trenches. During the fifth assault, two enemy soldiers came very close to his position. To avoid the danger of friendly fire, Karam Singh leapt from his trench and killed both enemy soldiers with bayonet. His fearless action demoralized the attackers, who ultimately failed to break the Indian defenses. Three more attacks were repulsed by Karam Singh and his men. Lance Nayak Karam Singh was an inspiration for his comrades and terror to the enemy. For his extraordinary bravery and leadership, Lance Nayak Karam Singh was awarded the Paramveer Chakra, becoming a symbol of courage and resilience. Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The government has invited young minds to participate in a bilingual essay contest on Operation Sindoor, redefining India's policy against terrorism. The top three winners will win a cash prize of 10,000 rupees each and get an exclusive chance to attend the 78th Independence Day celebrations at the Red Fort in New Delhi. Interested participants can visit the website of the MyGov to participate in the contest. The competition is open from today till the 30th of this month. The government has also invited all the budding social media influencers to make videos and reels of their walk to any of the monuments and sites of Indian independence. Interested participants will have to post the reels and videos on their social media pages with the hashtags New India, Empowered India and Independence Day 2025. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today met his counterpart from Eritrea, Osman Saleh, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar appreciated his strong condemnation of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Both ministers discussed deepening of bilateral cooperation, especially in health, education and capacity development. They also exchanged views on regional developments. The Valley of Flowers National Park, a UNESCO World Heritage Site located in the high Himalayan valleys of Chamoli district of Uttarakhand, has been opened to tourists and nature lovers from today. We have a report.
On the opening day of the Valley of Flowers, 49 tourists visited this breathtaking destination. Entry permits are now available both offline and online. Visitors can make advance booking through the official website of the Valley of Flowers National Park. Declared a World Natural Heritage Site by UNESCO, the valley is renowned for its Himalayan biodiversity, rare alpine flowers, and valuable medicinal herbs. Each year, thousands of tourists come to witness the vibrant display of multicolored flowers in full bloom. The valley was discovered by British mountaineer and botanist Frank Smith. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
U.S. President Donald Trump has withdrawn the nomination of tech billionaire Jared Isaacman to lead NASA, citing a thorough review of Isaacman's prior associations. However, the nature of these associations remains unclear and the White House has yet to provide clarification. Isaacman is a longtime collaborator of Elon Musk and known for his private spaceflight ventures with SpaceX, was initially nominated during Mr. Trump's presidential transition in December. In IPL T20, Punjab Kings will face Mumbai Indians in the second qualifier at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. Punjab, who lost the first qualifier to Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 6 wickets, have earned another chance to reach the final due to their top 2 finishes in the points table. On the other hand, 5-time champions Mumbai Indians, who finished 4th in the league stage, advanced to the qualifier after defeating Gujarat Titans by 20 runs in the eliminator on Friday. The winner of tonight's match will meet Bengaluru in the final on Tuesday at the same venue. In tennis, Novak Djokovic and world number one Jannik Sinner stormed into the 4th round of the French Open with commanding straight sets victories last night. Djokovic, chasing a 25th Grand Slam title, dispatched Austrian qualifier Philippe Misolich 6-3, 6-4, 6-2 in just over 2 hours on court Philippe Chartier. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 27 persons killed in 6 northeastern states since yesterday due to landslides and house collapses following heavy rains. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in the region for the next 7 days. 7 all-party parliamentary delegations visiting different countries continue to engage in high-level discussions to expose Pakistan's role in cross-border terrorism. Prices of commercial LPG cylinders reduced by 24 rupees from today. India and Mongolia begin 17th edition of joint military exercises in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. And in IPL cricket, five-time champion Mumbai Indians to take on Punjab Kings in second qualifier in Ahmedabad this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.